It's Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In New Orleans, some neighborhoods that were just beginning to dry out are being hit once again. Water is pouring over the Industrial Canal levee in the eastern part of town. The streets of the 9th Ward are flooding. After Hurricane Katrina, this levee broke open in two places, and since then, it's been shored up. Today, it was heavy rains and powerful gusts of wind from Hurricane Rita that brought water over the top of that levee. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is in New Orleans, and we spoke earlier today as she visited the area. Jennifer, where are you and what can you see?
Noah, I've just come from the Industrial Canal levee. This is the one that was breached and flooded into the lower 9th Ward district here. It has been built up like all the other levee breaches. They've kind of piled up berms of sand and gravel. Now, what's happened this morning is that there is the wind from Hurricane Rita is already here, I think, gust up to something like 24 miles an hour. We haven't had much rain, but the wind has been pushing in from the southeast and pushing water down the canal and has flowed over the top of this breached levee. You climb up and you look out, and it's just like this very rough water all the way across, flowing into this area that was destroyed during Hurricane Katrina.
And to be clear, the levee is holding. The water's just coming over the top.
This is right. Officials say, look, there is no breach of the breach here. What's happened is the water has just flowed over the top. And I'll just tell you, this water is now re-flooding an area where, frankly, there is not more damage to be done. I was there yesterday standing in the 9th Ward, and houses have been turned to, you know, matchsticks. It's just piles of wood and concrete for a good 4 to 5 blocks there. So there's no immediate damage to be done, but those areas that had just been dried out are once again going to be flooded.
And as we go through the hours leading up to the approach of Hurricane Rita, the officials are expecting higher winds, I would guess, and indeed quite a bit of rain?
Quite a bit of rain. So far, we're told that none of the other breaches in the levees water has not flowed over the top of them. There's no other flooding per se. And actually, a state transportation official just a few minutes ago came on and said that he expects the flooding to continue for a few hours, but that as Hurricane Rita passes by the area, he expects the wind to actually shift direction, and he says push the water back up the other direction in the canal. So he foresees an end to this flooding in a few hours.
Is there any sense of danger, any panic in the area because the water is coming back into the 9th Ward?
No, there is no one in the area to panic. The concern is if there's a lot of rain, there could be widespread flooding, and people are just waiting to see how much rain we do get.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden talking with us from downtown New Orleans. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.